Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Does that stand for something? Maybe. But John Lennon said the inspiration for this song came from a drawing by his son Julian. The source of musical inspiration is a subject we will explore in this year's installment of our Songs from Scratch project. We're going to go inside the creative process as we ask a professional songwriter to pick a familiar story and compose some lyrics based on that story. Our songwriting guide for this project is Adam Levy. Reporter Larissa Anderson will follow Levy through the project, and she joins me now in the studio. Hello, Larissa.
Hello, Chris.
Seems like there's a really good chance that people who listen to The Current know who Adam Levy is.
Yeah, I would bet so. He founded the Honey Dogs, a band I've heard on The Current before, I think even on your show.
You certainly have.
And if we're talking about familiar Honey Dog songs, this would probably be at the top of the list. It came out in the late 90s, and it's called I Miss You. Over the years, Levy's evolved as a songwriter, incorporating all kinds of musical styles like bossa nova and Eastern European folk music. His lyrics take on topics from genetic engineering to genocide. That's the subject of this song from the critically acclaimed album 10,000 Years. The ghetto's closed and villages emptied. Screams went unheard, the truth denied. From the millions that passed through the cattle car doors, a fire-born bird someday would rise. Levy's songwriting is guided by one major rule of thumb.
Never write the same song twice. And that means musically, and that means lyrically.
And for Levy, it also means writing whenever the muse strikes. Because with his schedule, he has to write songs in stolen minutes.
How are the chicks doing?
Like when he's tending the chickens in the backyard of his Minneapolis home. Or teaching at the Institute of Production and Recording. Or spending time with his three kids. His nine-year-old daughter, Esther, says even driving can take a backseat to songwriting.
Sometimes he just grabs the recorder. He's like, oh, I got a good idea. And he starts doing it as he's driving. I'm like, Dad, pay attention to the road. And he's like, I have an idea. I'm like, no, focus.
It's this kind of creative spirit we wanted in a songwriting guide for this year's Songs from Scratch. So we gave Adam Levy an assignment.
I was told I needed to come up with a verse or chorus that came from some large part of literary cultural tradition that we'd all be familiar with, something in the Western cultural psyche that everybody has some idea about. And I came up with The Wizard of Oz.
Then he wrote up the start to a set of lyrics.
From the ends of the earth to your own backyard, mouth and mind drink all, but won't fill an empty heart. It's all within, energy and matter, namaste and om. Myriad formulas, nostrums, and prayer, all roads lead home.
Levy says they were inspired by the character of the wizard,
who starts out in the very beginning as the traveling fortune teller, mystic spiritualist, who's just kind of scamming, but there's some sort of wisdom in this guy, even as a charlatan. And like he knows what's right and wrong, and then in Dorothy's whatever dream altered reality, he basically hands her the keys to the kingdom by saying, you know, strength is internal courage, intelligence, all these things are things that we can gain through life, but basically we have them.
Levy's words will be the starting point for the three bands participating in Songs from Scratch, POS, Jeremy Messersmith, and Best Friends Forever. They'll write their own songs using his lyrics.
I'm definitely wondering if they're going to kind of look at this and go, wow, how am I going to write something around this?
And that is the Songs from Scratch Challenge. Is this real or only memory? Who do I believe? Friends or editors? Competitors or sedatives? Digital high hopes, wordplay in my strokes. Me. Till I get back on my feet. Till I get back on my feet.
girl in the fiber optics are sending electronic postcards from the depths of the sea into outer space, but they can't fill our emptiness. The best of intentions, the worst sense of timing. Where do I begin to get back on my feet? To get back on my feet. You're the lone atheist in the foxhole. You're the faithless one, but you're all I have. You're all I have. Your girl in the fiber optics are sending electronic postcards from the depths of the sea into outer space, but they can't fill our emptiness. Girl, the fiber optics are sending electronic postcards from the depths of the sea into outer space, but they can't fill our emptiness. Till I get back on my feet.